Shadowkin, my beloved black unicorn steed. Looks like our job is done for the day. Those pesky little imps have finally retreated into their own territory. No, I don't think they'll be coming around here any longer. Especially not since we sprinkled this whole area with our very special imp repellent. Who's that over there? Looks like a human. They must be lost. Shall we go see? Salutations, human. What might you be doing here in these woods? You don't remember? Well, I don't blame you. There is a magical enchantment surrounding this place, and the effect it has on normal people is the same as if they were to have filled themselves up with too much brandy. The only difference is that the memory loss becomes permanent. If it's not dealt with in time, that is. But you are in luck, since you bumped into us. Most people who come here end up wandering around until they wander back to where they came from. With amnesia, of course. Or they become forever lost in these woods. You see, most creatures around here aren't all that friendly toward humans. Sometimes the Unseelie Fae get to them first. It's never a good ending for those ones. Oh, you don't want to know. It's best that I don't tell you. Shadowkin? Will you allow the human to ride atop of you for our short trip back to the cottage? The poor soul looks exhausted. Always the gentleman you are, Shadowkin. Have no fear, human. Climb on. He won't bite. Not when he's in a good mood, anyway. Don't you worry about me. I shall walk the rest of the way. I've spent the past few days working on some new spells and mixtures. I've been sitting down far too much. A good old walk never did anybody any harm, right? Meanwhile, let me give you some of this. Put that in your mouth and hold it under your tongue. It should help you clear your head a little bit. There is a magical barrier here, separating our world from normal human civilization. The reason this barrier was created was because my elven ancestors grew sick and tired of the wars and skirmishes and the corruption that runs rampant in human cities and villages. So, those ancestors of mine, and many other magical creatures, decided to withdraw and live deep in this forest. No, No, it's not so much a form of elitism, but more so a method of self-preservation. The magic we practice holds an unlimited potential for power. Some of this magic, especially if it were to end up in the hands of humans who do not respect nor understand it, can create catastrophic consequences. How's that head of yours feeling? Just hold on for a little bit. We're almost there. It's a good thing you bumped into us. I happen to know how to lift the enchantment. And I also happen to not want to eat the humans I come across. We're here. This is where I live. It's not much, but it looks a lot better from the inside than it does from the outside. Come in. Do come in. Oh, sorry about that. This is my giant crow, Rags. She's always suspicious of strangers. Come outside, Rags. Yes, let's not startle the human. She tends to keep to herself, so don't worry too much about her. Sit down. Make yourself at home. Before I lift the enchantment, I need to get you to drink something. The tea I'm going to make you will help prepare your system for what is to come. Otherwise, the magic I cast may be too strong and unbearable for you. These dried flowers are called Veil of the Forest. Smell them. Unique, huh? And these dried leaves over here come from my singing tree out back. Mixed together, they can increase a person's capacity for holding magic within their system. Only temporarily, of course. So, essentially, I need to charge you up with a magical antidote. And then pull out the forest's confusion enchantment from the top of your head. Here you go. Have a taste. It's good, isn't it? You can just gulp it all down in one go. Now that you've finished drinking, I'll just get you to lie down on this bed over here while I set up the enchantment. Come on, don't worry. I'm not going to eat you for dinner, and neither is Rags. There we go. You might be wondering why I've decided to help you. Let's just say, a human once did me a big favor, and I promised them that I would pass on the good deed if I were to, you know, ever encounter anyone in need of help. You could say that I'm doing you this favor because of an old human friend. So if there's someone that you want to thank, then it should be them, not me. Now these light gems have been passed down in my family for generations. They have been in contact with several hundreds of years of elven magic, and they're almost sentient beings themselves. Impressive, aren't they? They function as containers, but they do not contain physical items. They can hold things like sun rays, moonbeams, and also magic. What I plan to do next is to draw the poisonous enchantment that's currently overtaking your system out into these light gems. Then, I will funnel it from the gems into a small void that I shall create with a special bowl. Have you gotten yourself comfortable? Here you go. That's good. Okay. So the first step is to place the appropriate light gems in the north, south, east, and west. The colors of the light gems will facilitate the lifting of your enchantment. North is this way, so this one goes here. And then the next one goes in the eastern corner. This one goes in the southern corner. And last but not least, this one in the western corner. You don't need to do anything. Just lie there and relax. Over the next while, you should feel yourself fill up with magic. Then, you should feel the heaviness leaving your system. Make sure you're taking deep breaths. The bed isn't going to fall out from underneath you. Just relax. My goodness, there's a lot in there. You must have been wandering around in that forest for quite a while. It's okay. These light gems shall take care of that. Looks like we're just about done. This bowl here is a special treasure I traded something very valuable for. It contains a void that I can activate and deactivate at will. Great, huh? The poison from that forest enchantment will all go into here. Activating light gems. Channeling the enchantment. You can watch if you like. Make sure you don't focus too hard, though. It can have a hypnotic effect. Don't get up yet. Don't get up yet. Things should be coming back to you now, in bits and pieces. Recollections of your life, yeah? You are welcome. Elven witch at your service. So, what do you remember?